This is TWiT.
Mechanical keyboard switches explained and compared. I don't know how to make that any simpler. Mechanical keyboards have been gaining in popularity. You know, basically Cherry, the MX line of switches. I'm gonna pull a quote from Scott here. Until recently, the Cherry MX line of switches were the basis of just about every major gaming mechanical keyboard. Although we will discuss recent competitors later on. So there is the IBM Model M keyboard, which I use, which is not actually a mechanical switch, technically. It's a buckling spring switch. I could get into that, but I would nerd out and people would probably freak out. just because I can just nerd out on that all day long. But I happen to love, that's my personal favorite keyboard. The Cherry MX keyboards, you know, basically there's a chart here. And it's funny, like linear, tactile, clicky, and then looking at the, you know, SB is stronger springs for the space bars. The click gray is intended for space bars and Cherry MX white, green, and blue keyboards. The MX green is intended for space bars and Cherry MX blue. It's kind of funny to look at the, like, sort of the array of feels. And they started selling on Amazon recently these little, like a PCB with four switches on it. So you could feel the difference between a blue, a red, a green, or a brown, a blue. You know, they have sort of a mix of...
Do you have one of those?
Michael Hand does. My partner in crime on Dietrian.
I think Cooler Master made those, didn't they?
Yeah, it sounds about right. And then I think somebody started bringing them over on Alibaba. But, you know, yeah. So the four main Cherry MX switches are blue, brown, black, and red. And then there's a bunch that you don't normally get into. Linear mechanical switches, the red and the black. Except, you know, one has more resistance than the others. Quote, the switch does not give you any feedback, i.e. it's not clicky that a press has occurred unless you actually physically bottom all the way out. People's, you know, these switches are supposedly better for gaming because there's nothing to get in the way of repeated presses on the same button. You know, and it's kind of funny, like the SteelSeries 7G, it's cool that he actually has examples of all the different keyboards using the different keys. Summary for Cherry MX Black, firm, smooth, and relatively quiet. Summary for Cherry MX Red, light, smooth, and loud if you tend to bottom out. Tactile mechanically switches, those are the brown switches that basically you have to go buy a bump to get the switch to, considered a good compromise between gaming and typing. Corsair Vengeance K70, the Code 104. Then there's clicky mechanical switches, the Cherry MX Blue switches. So there's a slider in two pieces, quote, a plunger stem that is pressed by the user in a floating piece that touches the filament. You know, a bump and a click, basically for typing. Like, the reason people who type a lot love IBM Model M keyboards is because they make it super easy to type fast because there's so much tactile feedback on each key. I don't know. It's interesting. And then there are new ones coming out, which is Razer's actually making these, or is Cherry making these for Razer?
So the patent on the switches is over. Uh-huh. Now they can just make their own. So this is not a partnership with Cherry. In fact, I think there's quite a bit of animosity about, you know, all these competitors coming out. And then Logitech has their own as well, which is kind of interesting. So I love these descriptions of these types of things and the little animations that Scott made to kind of give you an idea of why they feel differently is definitely helping me remember. If you ask me what's the difference between a Cherry MX Black and a Cherry MX Red, I don't have any idea. I don't know why you're asking me that question. But when you read about it and you see it in a table form and you see it in a graphic form, it definitely helps you out there. And then he lists some examples of what keyboards use those particular switches, so it can give you some idea of what they cost and all that stuff. So pretty neat stuff for sure. We go through a lot of keyboards here. We get a lot of keyboards in. And
just why you should be using an IBM Model M. Then you keyboard.
Well, we're not breaking them. We just need to hey, somebody send us this. Let's try it for a long time, right? And
see, once you've found perfection. Once you found perfection, you need not.
Fair enough.
I kid.